Let's take a deep breath. This is week 4 in our month in Mastery in Abundance. Our goal this month is to simply take a step, a giant step, in our awareness that abundance is not something we get. Abundance is not something we attain towards or attain to. Abundance is a state of being that we learn to live from. For that state of abundance is a connection with the infinite, whose nature is abundance itself. Abundance is not our idea, it's God's idea. We've learned that the Father delights to give us the kingdom. There's nothing in the universe that would hold back from us. We hold back from the universe. The I that is the I am, that is breathing you, that is the source of your very life, has come into existence that you might have life and have it abundantly. As we practice living from a state of abundance, we recognize that we amplify this state through conscious polarity, creating a large field of giving and opening wide unto the body of receiving. For if we give a lot and simply receive a little, we negate the cycle. If we want to receive a lot but give a little, we negate the cycle. We short circuit the polarity that is required to experience abundance in its myriad of form, in its multidimensional sense, as is required by each one of us to come to know who we really are and what we're here for. So we open right now as we speak these words and we meditate together and we hear the music. It is the Father's good pleasure to give me the kingdom. I am the Son, the daughter of the infinite. And we amplify our awareness through a conscious practice now. I'm living from abundance through conscious acts of giving and conscious acts of receiving. I amplify my receptivity and my awareness and my responsiveness to that which is real and that which is true, that which is of my true nature. And I am more able to stay in this state through the practice of gratitude. The more I practice gratitude, the more I create a cycle of possibility that is beyond my human comprehension, way beyond my understanding of how it works in the universe, that by being grateful, even in the presence of that which seems missing, I only magnetize its counterform, replicating it in the realm of my experience as real. Thank you, God, that I am learning to live from abundance. Thank you, God, that by practiced giving and practiced receiving, I recognize that I initiate and inaugurate the law of giving and receiving in one continuous cycle of possibility and realization. Conscious polarity, two sides of one coin. I amplify both my giving and my receiving. I recognize that any sense of unworthiness in receiving is simply an inherited idea, a prejudice of some sense of original sin that is simply not true. That which calls me into being is breathing me and loves me, knows everything about me. And so I practice now both the giving and the receiving aspect of spirit. And I amplify this by recognizing that the more I am grateful for that which is, and even for the gift of that which seems missing, the more grateful I am, the more gratitude I embody, the more practiced I am in thank you, God, for this life, the more I am able to be awake to, alive to, receptive of, and responsive to the quickening of the spirit of life itself. And we are reminded in this moment of the Thornton Wilder play, Our Town, where Emily has died, gone to heaven. And in her reflective state, she's given the opportunity to come back to earth and to relive one day of her life. She chooses her 12th birthday. And from her multidimensional vantage point, she gazes into the family life of herself at 12 years old. And she sees little Emily running down the stairs to see what possible presents there may be, and the family gathering and the laughter. And she can smell the coffee being brewed and hear the crunch of the toast being buttered, and the family and the activity and her birthday and all of this. And she says from the vantage point of the other dimensional world, oh my gosh, life, does anyone ever know how truly wonderful you are while they are living it? Life, does anyone truly know how wonderful you are while they are living it? This is abundance. To know how truly wonderful it is to be in a human birth while we are living it. To thin the veil of separation, concern, worry, distance from our good. To increase our sense of connection to that which is true and eternal. To open to that which makes life worth living. A key in the lock of what matters most is gratitude. So we practice this day just living from a sense of gratitude, with ever increasing acts of giving and receiving, and we begin to discover everything we thought we ever wanted was right here all along, now and forever. Thank you, God. Amen.